makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Good evening, Dreamcastle family. Welcome to Living the Dream with Dreamcastle Vacation. This week we are featuring Jamaica, and we have a very special guest today. And tell everybody what's your name.
My name is Kamara Lumpkin. Oh, by the way, your hype music.
That's your girl, Mary J. She likes the Mary J. hype music, everybody. We're going to have to turn Mary down just a little bit more. But if you didn't hear, this is Samara Lumpkin. And she recently just took a romantic trip to where?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. What part of Jamaica were you guys in, Samara?
Ocho's Rios.
Do I have to call you Samara for the entire interview?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Because we don't call her that. But okay, so professional. So okay, we're gonna keep it professional. This is Samara, and she and her husband Andre just had celebrated their anniversary in Ocho Rios, Jamaica. So where are you guys from originally?
Detroit, Michigan.
You're from Detroit. And so how long did you guys spend in Jamaica?
3 days, 4 nights. It was really, really nice.
3 days. And where exactly did you guys stay?
Couples Towers Isles, which is a phenomenal resort.
Tell our visitors, Samara, what were some of the things you loved about not only Couples Tower, but Jamaica? We could start off with what you loved about the resort.
Well, the resort, just when you first get off of the plane, they have their own, like hospitality suite. Get there and they start getting you relaxed right away. So you drink and you have a good time before you even get on the bus. Then you get on your bus and you head to the resort, which is just beyond beautiful. They have a very welcoming committee that welcomes you when you come in. They're playing music when you get there. And you basically plan your days the very first day so that everything else is seamless. But the rooms were beautiful. The patios were beautiful, and literally we were sitting right up off the beach.
So what types of things do you do in the morning there? What kind of activities, and how was the staff there in the morning?
Well,
when you walk us through, like, when you wake up in the morning to your early afternoon.
Okay. So first thing in the morning, actually they start a lot earlier than we do, preparing the breakfast and all of that stuff. We actually, our first day, had breakfast delivered to our room, which was very nice. And we got to sit on the patio, which was right outside of our bedroom. And it was a really nice continental breakfast. And I must say that their mini bar is not like the mini bar that we think of. They have full-size bottles in their mini bar. And it's literally free there. So... And that's in your room.
That was in your room. So you don't have to worry about emptying of one of the small mini bottles. They have full-size bottles, and when you empty them, they replenish them, and you don't have anything extra on your bill.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. And actually, they kind of pressure you, like, do you need more? Let us check your mini bar. Like, okay, I'm going to be jacked up if y'all keep replacing this stuff.
So everybody, y'all were feeling really nice throughout the whole vacation.
Correct.
Okay, so you said they brought breakfast to the room and it was continental. Did they have hot breakfast available in the resort?
They did. Okay. The hot breakfast was like a large breakfast bar, or you could choose to have a sit-down breakfast. The sit-down stuff you could schedule, but it was also still free. You just had to schedule it. But the everything there was delicious. I did not have a meal that I did not like.
What was your favorite part? Why should, if a visitor is going to Jamaica, why should they choose Couple Resorts or why Couple Sour, excuse me, or why should they choose Jamaica in general? Why would you suggest Jamaica, or do you?
Jamaica, as soon as you step off of the plane, it feels like home. I agree with that. Everybody was so welcoming, and at our resort, beyond welcoming. And everybody was so very humble. We took very well, and they were like beyond humble that we were tipping like that. And it was a no tip resort. So sometimes I was having to tip people when I wasn't supposed to, or I was tipping people when I wasn't supposed to, just because of their hospitality.
So yeah, just to speak on not the tipping, but the just the beauty of Jamaica. I've said that like again and again. This is like my favorite place. I went to Dubai, I liked Dubai, but Jamaica forever had been my favorite place in the world, because literally you could just have had an argument with somebody and you step onto the island, whether it's off the plane or off the boat, and it just kind of just evaporates. Everything dissipates. You just feel not only at home, but at peace, and just like you know you're about to enjoy yourself. I feel really good to hear somebody else say that. So that's why I feel like you should go. You agree with Jamaica? Okay.
One of my favorite things though about Couples was that they had everything set for you. Like when we got there the very first day, we set up our we had a massage package, one complete package that was like a massage. You got $100 credit with it.
So that I was going to say, was the massage package something that you added to your package?
Yes. Okay. And it was only like $300, but we had a massage. We had pedicures and manicures in this massage for $300.
Okay.
And it included a beachside dinner, which I was shocked. It was way unbelievable. Even my husband was like, who is that for? And when they led us down to it, it was like something out of the movies. It was beyond beautiful.
That sounds good. So this was a part of the massage package, or this was a part of the resort?
That whole package that we purchased, which was awesome. Part of the resort package, though, was private dinners, too. And those were still phenomenal because, not private dinners, but like a sit-down dinner. The food was phenomenal. I couldn't say any more about it.
So let me give people the full image of what you meant when you said a part of your massage package, you had the dinner. They had a beachside dinner. So they walked down to the beach and had the table for two with candles and dinner and probably dessert and drinks. So they were beachside on the beach, not off in a restaurant looking over the beach, but they were on the beach.
Correct.
And had a beautiful dinner. So it was about sunset, wasn't it?
Correct. And you got to actually choose your menu. Mm-hmm. So his different menu was different from my menu. My husband is pescatarian and I eat almost anything except for pork. But they personalized the menu based on what we ate. And when we sat down, they said things like menu for Mrs. Lumpkin, menu for Mr. Lumpkin, which was just like that extra touch. And each table, there were like three tables out there that night. You schedule because they can only accommodate three couples at a time. And we had our own private waiter, and I never felt so special. It was very, very nice.
So that's one of the places in Jamaica, in Ocho Rios. Obviously, there are many, many cities in Jamaica that you can choose to vacation, and then there are many resorts within each of those cities. This is one that I would recommend for couples. There are some others that I've sent people to that they fell in love with as well, couples and singles. But in general, Jamaica has just a lot. You just almost can't go wrong in Jamaica with your resorts. But so that you don't go wrong, make sure we're helping you out with that. So what would you say is most different and special about Jamaica itself or Ocho Rios?
Just the beauty of it. And there was one place in our resort that really made me feel, or my husband felt like he was a king. It was petals of flowers all over the ground. And there were like these swings that you could swing on. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yes, go walk on it. It's beautiful. So you took off your shoes and walked. It was just so welcoming. We want to go back, and we'll be going back in January for his birthday. So, yeah.
So, yeah, let's talk about, so just to that point, a good little segue there. If you guys are interested in finding your way to Jamaica, you can go out. Usually I plug this at the end, on the Facebook page or www.adreamcastlevacation.com. And you can book your lovely couples or singles getaway, as well, to the couples tower now, but that's just that. We'll talk more about that at the end. But Samara, if you could give us, let's say, three absolute things that you must see and do in Jamaica, not couples tower, but just in Jamaica itself, what would you say those things were? Activities or you just?
The glass bottom boat rides are phenomenal, and they take you around to see like a lot of the Stars homes that have homes there.
Mm-hmm.
Dunn's River Falls. Dunn's River, another.
Okay.
Elaborate
on what Dunn's River Fall is for those who've never been to Jamaica.
It's basically a place where you get to climb a water mountain. It's beautiful, beyond beautiful. It is a little bit of work, but it was so worth it.
It's like an extreme activity. It's beautiful and it's fun and it's like a group activity. Even if you go alone or go as a couple, you almost have to pair up with groups to get up the, it's a waterfall on rocks. And so the reason why I wanted to bring that up, that is like one of the top destinations excursions in Jamaica. You have to do Dunn's River Fall if you're in or close to Ocho Rios. So, okay, so that's two, the glass bottom boat that gives you the Stars, the tour of the Stars homes and up and down the lakefront in Jamaica, and then Dunn's River Fall. Can you think of any other?
One other thing that I wish I had done that I thought was awesome, and I know you said not particular to that resort, but they actually took people out on the boat fishing, and whatever you caught, you ate. These people came back with snapper. They came back with lobsters.
That's cool.
It was beyond nice. I wish we had done that, and that was free for that resort.
And that's another thing about couples. If you guys are considering joining them in January, that this is one of the resorts that did have a lot of the excursions included. A lot of the resorts will have motorized water sports included, like maybe snorkeling, maybe banana boat paddling or something like that. This one included things like Dunn's River Fall and golfing and the fishing excursion that she just mentioned and quite a few others. There was very few things that you had to
pay for
and add on. And so it was included. So my next question was going to be, what were the price ranges of these activities? But she kind of filled you in on the massage package, which was way more than a massage. Some of the other things you don't really have to worry about because it's included. So for this particular, but in general, activities in Jamaica are pretty nominal. I mean, they're pretty inexpensive or value add. I mean, it's they're all usually really, really well worth it. Let's see. So what's my, were there, okay, in this case, the question is, are these suggestions for kids, couples, families, groups, or solo travelers? What would you, for couples, tower, obviously, what would you say?
It was definitely for couples and definitely for people that are getting married, because one of the nights we were there was a wedding at the gazebo right across from us. They were having actually a poolside, like, jazz dinner. Okay. We were,
mm-hmm.
But you could see the people partying for, you know, the wedding, and they came over and actually had a good time with us too after the wedding was over. But yes, that's more of a couple's theme. And it was, you could feel the love. We met so many people there. It was really, really nice.
Oh, cool. And the other thing about this resort is that there's a sister resort very close that was not a couple's resort, and it was more open to family, and they share some of the resources and amenities. But here, if you want like adult only, couples only type of thing, then Couples Towers is a good recommendation. And but there are sister resorts right next to it for families. One of my favorite resorts in Ocho Rios for families would be, and we'll interview some people who've gone and done the family thing as well for Jamaica. Because like I said, it's my favorite place. So there's several people that have been that we could talk to. But the Rio Ocho Rios, they have it in, I'm pretty sure they have one in Negril and even Montego Bay. But yeah, if you're looking for something for families, and then the Hilton Montego Bay is also an all-inclusive family-oriented resort in Jamaica. But there's tons. It just depends on where you want to go and who you're taking. If you're taking a family, if it's a girls' trip, if it's a group, if it's a solo trip, then just kind of we can talk through that to figure out what's the best place for you, whether you're looking for adventure or romanticism. So anything else you want to add to that?
Oh, one other thing that they did include was like the, again, I said the dinners, but the clubs there on site. But they did offer to take you to Margaritaville. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And to Bob Marley's home. And that was in all Kingston. Included. Okay. Yeah, all of that was included as well. So it's well worth the stay there. Everything is beautiful. The rooms are beautiful. The bathrooms are very spacious. The showers are very spacious. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. What would you say are the, did you find the absolute no-nos in Jamaica? Things not to do or something you learned that you should just really not do in Jamaica?
No, nothing. Not really.
I would say don't drive.
Oh, yeah.
Jamaica is not a place that. I love the people. I love it. But that is, to me, one of the most dangerous places in the world to try and drive. I say you keep that. Make sure that you just have the locals drive, the professionals even drive, the taxi drivers, the bus drivers. If you need to go somewhere, find a professional to take you there, because the, you know, every country has its what do I want to say? Their driving habits, if you will. You know, left side of the road, right side of the road, honk a little bit to let you know you're coming, or strict laws to say you can go this way or not. And in some places you can get in the car, you can catch right on, you can get through it. But in Jamaica, it's like a roller coaster ride. I hope I'm not offending any of my Jamaican friends, but I believe that they will attest and agree with what we're saying. You do not want to try to drive alone in Jamaica. That's one of my no-nos.
They are maniacs there. Like, I was even like, is he going to slow down? Are we? Yeah.
Nope, he's going to turn on two wheels and keep it going and hope he doesn't hit the goat on the way.
Right.
So that's my one only no. And I'm really big on I know solo travel is really big nowadays. For women, I'm also just big on not going places alone that you're unfamiliar with, without, you know, someone else with you, or, you know, again, a taxi driver or some professional to guide you in the right direction. But one of the opposites of no-nos did you all try any, food on the side of the road, just like off.
We did.
Yeah, that's the and the one of the few places that I'll do that. Like somebody with a barbecue grill that's just literally on the side of the road cooking, and you buy something and it's like the best ever. Right. What did you guys try?
We actually, he actually tried some snapper off the grill.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what it was.
And it was delicious. Okay. Delicious. So, yes.
So that's a plus for Jamaica. And if you're looking for Jamaica to do, things you must do, check the website. I do have that, again, because this is one of my favorite places to go. I do have that there, your packing list, your checklist for that, whether you're cruising or whether you're going on land. Now, we recently did a cruise to Jamaica. Most people would agree that they would rather spend, you know, their vacation on land in Jamaica rather than cruising. And I think I agree with that. So I guess, can you share anything else, Samara, about anything that our guests, that would help our guests to decide whether they should go to Jamaica or what, you know, what things they should do if they already have something planned and they're headed to Jamaica, what they should do and, you know, while they're there?
Two things. One thing is that I always say that my vacations are stress-free because of you, Ayana. That within itself makes my life so much easier. I had to do nothing for this trip, including like the embassy part. And I thank you for that part of your service. But for Jamaica, just make sure that if you're coming back with liquor or anything like that, make sure that they pack it properly so that you're not caught there and having to throw away something that you just spent a little bit of money for. Do not exchange your money when you're in the airport, because they prefer to have American money anyways. So I would do that. If you wanted to exchange to some Jamaican money, get a little bit, not a lot.
Okay. I think I would agree with that. Our money probably carries a better value. I mean, it definitely has more value, but then that's why they want U.S. dollars.
Right.
So,
and for me, I will never choose a resort that does not have transportation, ground transportation to it. I thought that was just so much easier for me to be able to go straight there. I did not have to, I really didn't feel like going anywhere else because everything was right there at my palms. So
I will say, I'll speak on that. That's not something any of my guests would ever have to worry about if there isn't transportation to, you know, associated with the resort. I usually arrange that. But thanks for the plug about the embassy. That's something that I suggest you do anytime you leave the country. You register. There's a program called STEP that you register. Just Google embassy and STEP, and then they will allow you to put all the information where you're going. And the reason you do that is that if there's any emergency in the country while you're there, that the U.S. government officials know where you are. They know who they need to go in and rescue and get out of the country, any country, not just Jamaica, any country that you are visiting. And the other thing is, you typically have to have your passport validated. It needs to be valid for at least 6 months after your return.
Mm-hmm.
Now those types of things, I say that and the currency exchange and all of that, you check each time you go. There's no, I mean, you know, that's a pretty healthy standard to live by, but I just, as a travel agent, I suggest you always want to check before you go to see what any changes in the law or the requirements are so that you're covered. But okay. All that is, you know, stuffy for logistics that your travel agent can handle. Even though I say your travel agent can handle it, I always recommend, you know, you're an adult, you're traveling, make sure you look over your own documents, make sure you know what you need, and don't depend completely on somebody else to have those things in order. But you did touch on something we forgot about.
What?
The liquor in Jamaica.
Oh my God. It's nothing like it. And they stocked our bar with that and American liquor.
And we touched on the bar, but I'm talking about bringing things home. How much liquor can you bring home? And what kind of liquor do you recommend bringing home? What are people looking for in Jamaica, from Jamaica?
Well, we bought 3 bottles each, which was the max coming back. And that was kind of pushing it because both of us were kind of packed together, but they let it go because it was 2 of us. So I would say just check and make sure, like when you're passing through coming to Jamaica, just ask and they will tell you. But a couple of things that we got White Hennessy, which, trust me,
everybody loves and is looking for it. And you cannot get it here. People say you can get it here.
You cannot.
You can get it here only if someone has shipped it in here and you find, I mean, they brought it back and they're selling it. You can't go to a store and buy White Hennessy.
Period.
Point blank, period. What else?
And then Jamaican rum. The Jamaican rum is beyond delicious, okay?
Appleton.
Appleton, yes. You can't get it here. You cannot get it here.
And they brought me a nice, lovely bottle back that I have not opened. I'm like, I'm saving it for a special occasion. And when I say special occasion, I have no idea what I mean, because my birthday has passed. My mother's birthday has passed. My sister's birthday has passed. The holiday has passed. And another holiday is this weekend. And I still don't know if I'm going to open it. Because, again, it's not something you can get here. So we'll see when I'll open it. But, okay, Samara, thank you. We've got about less than 5 minutes left. We don't necessarily have to fill that time. I wish you guys were live so that you can ask questions. What I'll do, though, is I will post this. And if you have any questions after listening to this podcast featuring Jamaica and Samara Lumpkin with Andre's feedback, as he wasn't available today, we'll catch him later. It would have been pure comedy had he been on the call. So we, again, covered Jamaica, Ocho Rios in particular, with a touch of specifics for Couples Tower. So if you guys are looking for details on Couples Tower, she's given a raving review for Couples Tower. And we both give raving reviews for Jamaica, of course. That being said, is there anything else you'd like to say to the people, to the Dreamcastle family?
Definitely make that one of your, off of your bucket list, put it that way. I will be going again for sure, but I have to actually extend myself to other islands, but that will be my go-to. I loved it.
All right. So Dreamcastle family, if you would help me to thank Ms. Samara for joining us on the Living the Dream broadcast or podcast today. Yay. Thank you so much. We have a couple of minutes left. And in those couple of minutes, I just like to remind you that you can follow us on Instagram at dreamcastlevacation_DCV. You can like us on Facebook at A Dreamcastle Vacation. But more importantly, this week, I want to remind our listeners to join our group, Dreamcastle Vacation Lifestyle and Travel. And that's where we're going to post a lot of our tips that we've done throughout the weeks, our Monday mains, our Tuesday tips, our Wednesday wears, Thursday tripping, Friday Castle Spirits, Saturday staycations, and Sunday says. And we will focus each week on a different country again, but that is going to move. It's transitioning from the Dreamcastle Vacation Facebook page to the Dreamcastle Vacation Lifestyle and Travel Facebook group. So go ahead and request to join that, if you will, Dreamcastle family, and we will quickly accept you. And we want to hear about all of your travel and your lifestyle experiences and engagements. We want to share them with each other, and so that we can, have, an insight as to what are the best places to go and visit. That being said, we thank you again, Samara. We thank you, Dreamcastle family, and we'll see you next week when we do a feature on, I believe we still have Dubai to do and we have Puerto Rico to do. Okay, and if there's any place you want to hear about, please just let me know. You can email me at dreamcastlevacation@yahoo.com. Or if you want to be interviewed, the same. You can reach me on any of the social media platforms or via email. Thank you, and Dreamcastle out.